you are, because it is A Morning Somewhere for May 3rd, 2024. My name is Freddie Burns, sitting right over there. I don't know about you. I think she's kind of a heisty type. Ashley Burns. Oh, I was going to do the Finn one for you today. Today is like a day of celebration and triumph. Your heroes had a major victory yesterday. We'll get to that in a second. Today is Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. So we're going to follow up on some things for the week, and then we're going to tell you a tremendous story of how we, man and woman versus nature, and how we won.
And also,
everybody won.
And also, we've already watched Unfrosted 3 times.
Even nature won in our battle versus nature yesterday. It's all winners, Ashley. It's all winners. It's all great the whole way down.
It's all coming up Burns's.
So as Ashley was hinting at, today is Unfrosted Day, which everyone has been looking forward to. Happy birthday, Ashley.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell anyone how old you are? It is public record at this point.
I am 42. I had to double check.
You're at that age.
I've now reached that special age where I keep feeling like, the other day I said to Brandon, I'm 42, right? And he goes, you're turning 42. I say,
Don't age yourself up too quickly.
Yeah,
not too quickly.
You know.
This is my
13th annual 29th birthday.
the first birthday that doesn't matter is dependent on country. Like JD is now in the first birthday that doesn't matter here because he turned 22.
He turned 22, but his birthday did matter in a bad way. He's been very upset since the day he turned 22 because he lost his youth bus pass access.
What do you lose at 42 as a woman in the UK? You can't be a leading role in an action movie anymore.
Tell that to Hannah Waddingham.
she is cast. Did you look that up? Did I get it right?
You did look that up. So Hannah Waddingham are one of our favorite people in the world.
She plays Rebecca in Ted Lasso.
I will rewatch Ted Lasso all day, every day for her. And she's been cast in the new Mission Impossible. I'm hoping she's a bad guy.
She was cast in something else, though. First, we were talking about that, and I said she was also cast in...
She's in Fall Guy.
She's in Fall Guy. Oh, wait, I have the theme song here. Do you want to hear Fall Guy theme song?
Let's hear the Fall Guy theme song.
That's a good way to start follow-up Friday, because we were talking about the Fall Guy theme song yesterday. And yes, Hannah Waddingham is tremendous... I said Waddingham.
Waddingham.
Did I just say that right there?
You did.
So while we're talking about follow-up Friday stuff, I learned from our audience when I was talking with Gavin Free. The conversation we had earlier this week, by the way, was recorded even before the announcement that Roosters is being shut down. So that's why there wasn't a lot of discussion about that kind of thing in there, because as far as we were concerned, it didn't yet exist. But I did learn in our discussions of filmmaking and everything else, someone accused me of saying the word cinematographer.
J'accuse.
As cinematographer.
I think we should keep it.
And I went back and listened to it and then said it myself quietly in my room by myself. And I say cinematographer. And I didn't know that I say cinematographer until I analyzed it. In fact, yesterday we were talking about famous meltdowns on set and people being late and how the stress of being on set and the time and all that. And you and I were discussing the Christian Bale meltdown on the set of Terminator Salvation, which is famous for Christian Bale saying, "We're done professionally." We even parodied that in one of the office tours for Rooster Teeth Shorts. Ash and I were discussing that after the episode. And I mentioned to her, he was yelling at the cinematographer. Apparently, that's what I say. Here is the theme song from the hit 1982 series, canceled May 2nd, 1986, The Fall Guy.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine.
All right, so that opens now in theaters today. No, wait, is it in theaters today?
It's in theaters yesterday.
That song is actually sang by Lee Majors, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
Multi-talent.
Yeah, multi-talented guy. Well, if you rebuild him for $6 million, you should get something extra for your purchase, I think. And a theme song every now and then. Oops, that's for later. I have another drop and almost hit. Well, why don't I play that right now? So one of the other things for my follow-up Friday. Ashley, I'm talking a lot here. You interrupt me whenever you want to.
Will do.
One of the other things from my follow-up Friday was the discussion around the guy who accused the, was it a principal? The athletic director accused the principal of making racist statements or framed him for it by doing AI stuff. And I was thinking about how people get busted by technology. They always use technology and they don't know how, and they get so easily busted by the trackability of it. Early on in the podcast, you talked about the author who was like blasting everyone on Goodreads.
Yes.
And so boosting yourself?
Yeah. So this was an author, a young adult author who had a book coming out and made a bunch of like fake accounts to vote down on Goodreads of all places. Basically competing young adult fantasy authors who also had work coming out with a with like a weird focus on people of color. It was just like the weirdest way to tank your entire career. Because then this person got found out and like tried to say, oh no, a friend did it on my
behalf. Blame the boyfriend, and right? Or something like that?
It was like blamed an invisible friend and then it came clean. But there was, they had this book coming out. They had a slot in one of the book crates that's very popular with the genre. Just everything, poof, gone. And the thing is, they were already in such a good place and could not help themselves.
Well, this is what I'm going to play you as a story. This reminding me of a guy who was accused, I believe, of killing his wife. And they sat there and they read his search history out loud in court while he's just standing there.
Oh, my God.
You'll hear the video here, but it actually doesn't do it justice because you're just watching. All you're watching in this video is the guy's face while this woman is sitting here reading all these searches off in court. And we'll link it in the link dump.
Said you left at 6 a.m. At 4:55 a.m. on January 1st, you search how long before a body starts to smell. At 4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing.
Oh, my God.
At 5:20 a.m., you search how to embalm a body. At 5:47 a.m., 10 ways to dispose of a dead body.
Well, options.
It just keeps going.
Do you think he did it?
I don't know. It's all allegedly because he was in court. I actually don't know how it turned out, but this was a court case where the woman just sitting there reading.
I like that he searched for like the top 10 ways to dispose of a body.
Well, it's my favorite BuzzFeed article, actually. So it's always shocking to me when someone thinks they have a little bit of knowledge, what they call just enough to be dangerous, and they use technology and they don't realize how traceable and trackable all that stuff is, you know? I'm sure maybe he put on the little incognito mode.
I was going to say incognito mode, time to crime.
Yeah, exactly. He sees the little icon with the guy in the glasses and he thinks, that guy looks like a heisty type. I'm a heisty type. Why don't we go in cahoots?
And then who caught him? A fedsy type.
Sure enough, that lady reading the thing off the, she's got the yellow legal pad, like everything about it. It's just like, oh my God.
It's been kind of a slow week news wise for us because we had a morning someone on Monday with you and Gavin. We also, you spent an entire travel day instead of talking about news. We talked about how we met and that was very nice. And it's funny. It made me think about that combination of things made me remember that Gavin Free is one of the first people that I ever met at Rooster Teeth. Obviously, there's like Brandon and Joel, but then Gavin would have been the next person that I met.
Right, besides the guys, the original guys
yes,
that you met.
Yeah. Yes, like, I mean, you know, in the course of our relationship, that is.
Yeah.
And it's funny to me because he was such a terrible wingman.
No, he's terrible. Yeah.
And I still like him.
It's so weird, too, because he's such a charming guy. Like, somebody pointed that out in the comments for the Gavin episode. It's like if somehow you could have stats for a character, all his points in charisma, basically, right? Moved everything from the special. All of them, you just stacked charisma, and that's it. Even intelligence, it's like his intelligence for stats-wise for a character would be mid-level, but weird in that sometimes it's an 18 and sometimes it's a 3. It's like you just don't know what you're going to get.
There is a character in a Brandon Sanderson fantasy novel. This character, every day when he wakes up, he's a different level of intelligence.
Oh, there you go. That's him.
He has days where he wakes up and he's like a drooling idiot and other days where he wakes up and he's the smartest man in the world.
I've always looked at Gavin like he just cuts loose around us. Like if Albert Einstein had a group of drinking buddies from college that he goes and hangs out with. But for some reason, that's just the entire internet for Gavin, right? And then he doesn't care and cuts loose. And, you know, he doesn't have to be the super smart science guy that he is on Slow Mo Guys. Do you have anything for follow up Friday yourself?
I have one thing I don't want to miss out on, and that is talking about Argyle some more.
I like now on the, by the way, on the subreddit, people, when Argyle comes up and people comment about how much they didn't like Argyle, everyone jumps on them and goes, so what you're saying is that you loved Argyle. We're gaslighting each other as a community.
I mentioned briefly that the movie tanked in theaters, but has become a streaming success. Didn't really back that up in any way. But to put a few numbers behind that, Argyle made about $95 million during its theatrical run, which sounds like a lot.
It's impossible that would be bad, but yet somehow
until you realize that the movie cost Apple $200 million to make. And so it didn't do well. And then when it came out on streaming, it's number two in the charts behind only Fallout, which is a runaway success.
Yeah, huge.
So, yeah.
Probably because of cinematography. So embarrassed by that.
This has got some tasty cameras. Nom. So that's my big one. But I don't want to get too bogged down on the follow-ups this week, only because I do love our follow-up Fridays. But Bernie, we have so much to talk about that's new on this Friday.
Oh, we do.
This stupid story is amazing.
Okay, wait, let me finish up. I'll wrap up my follow-up Friday, and then we'll get
out of
it.
Okay.
You were talking about the Boston Dynamics robot.
Sparkles?
In a furry costume named Sparkles. And while we're talking about the Christian Bale yelling at his person who shoots the film.
I've got to know how this ties together.
I just think about how ridiculous it would be for Sparkles to be the name of a Terminator. You know, like if in the Robot Uprising, the Terminators at least look scary and they look terrible. If Sparkles is what kicks in your front door and comes after you, that's, to me, way worse. Way, way worse. And I was thinking about that all week long.
If you name them Sparkles, aren't you basically giving them the motive right then and there?
Right.
They're gonna be sitting in the court. The lady's gonna have her yellow legal pad, and she's gonna go, "So I see here they named you Sparkles and and made you dance on camera."
It's just like the effort to make things less scary almost always makes them more scary. But really quickly, my last few things on Follow Up Friday. I had a little bit of culture shock going back to America this week. Number one. First of all, I was back in Texas, and for some reason I came across this. I don't know why. Texas has a porn block, and it was weird.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pornhub is blocked in Texas now.
And it was weird.
Well, yes.
So, like, I went out to dinner with some friends and just mentioned, like, yeah, porn is blocked here now. And they're like, yeah, that's weird. And it was like not being part of the boiling pot of water as the temperature goes up, but having to step in when it's like already starting to boil a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Well, the other frogs are simmering comfortably and you're like, oh, that's hot.
Exactly. And they were all just like, yeah, this is just one of those things that we're dealing with right now. Like, no big deal, you know? And I just thought it was really strange. And then the other thing that was kind of culture shock of going back to America was when I showed up for the big Rooster Teeth final live stream, I had my UK phone. I didn't like have it set up for America. They got mad at me because I kept my Amber alerts kept getting set off. And if you're not from the US and you don't know what an Amber alert is, it's a sudden alert that comes on your phone and it sounds like a goddamn foghorn going off. And everyone's phones go off because it's automatically set by default that they're turned on for everyone. Unless you work in entertainment and you find there's a special way you go deep down in the notifications and you find a way to turn these things off. But they blast. You'll be in a restaurant, and all of a sudden, everyone's phone will blast.
Or worse, a movie theater.
Yeah, and like, someone's been kidnapped, and here's what the vehicle is. Actually, it's not a joke. I was there for like 4 days. I got about 7 different Amber alerts while I was there.
Wow, that's a lot.
It was a little, yeah, I was like, what the hell's going on,
man? You feel like this is abuse of the system? Like, they're just using them willy-nilly?
No, there's that many terrible things going on. Yeah, and it was kind of shocking. It just was like, it was a strange visit back to America.
And
it
also, really Bernie, those parking spots are huge.
And the parking spots were huge, though. That was okay. While we wrap up follow-up Friday here, please send us your questions. Patreon.com/MorningSummer. We're doing a Q&A this weekend. The first one was super popular. So get your questions in.
It was actually really fun to do as well.
It was really fun to do.
So there is a post on our Patreon taking questions. We'll go through and we will... answer as many of them as we can. Once again, there are always too many for us to get to all of them. But given enough episodes, enough time, and if we can stave off the heat death of the universe, we will eventually get every single one.
But all right. So don't forget to send us your questions for Follow Up Friday. If you're on the Patreon, patreon.com/morning, somewhere you can submit it in the comment threads there. And we'll have a special one set up for questions for this weekend. Ask whatever you want. As long as you're okay with hearing the answer, we don't want to answer that.
Right.
For some things. All right. Do we want to talk about this incredible story that happened?
Yes, please. Please, let's talk about this.
So if you're a fan of this podcast and you've been listening for a long time, you'll know that in the early episodes, I talked about my aspirations to own Indian runner ducks.
They're a specific type of duck. They're flightless, for one, and they stand upright. It's hard to describe until you see it, and then you go, oh, that makes sense. But imagine like—
Hard to describe, but would you describe them as— Heisty.
I would. You know what? I think they're.
I would.
I think they're slippery boys.
What are you up to with all that walking over there? What are you doing over there?
You know, it's
what are you running
like,
from, runners?
Like when you see an animal that does that isn't normally upright, stretch up on its back legs, right? And it looks a little bit odd but cute. This is
Love
these
them.
Ducks all
Love
the time.
Them.
They walk like stretched up on their back legs,
and they bunch up too. They bunch up together, and they walk together. It's
and
great.
And they're very cute. And
we got a text.
We got a text from the farmers down the road saying, "Do you know anything about these runner ducks that someone dumped on our land?" And we said,
"What?
What?
What?" And so we went on a hunt for this rogue We went on a duck hunt. We went for this rogue flock of runner ducks. And guess what? We found them. And we recorded most of this. I got to figure out a way if I can cut this together.
We're like tramping through pastures and just like down all these back trails. We're driving around. It was down by a river, so there are fishermen going, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, yeah. And we
it was more like this. What are you doing? Because you know they all had the tweed on and everything.
It's a very posh sport here, fishing.
It is.
It's very different than the U.S. You know, it's not like yeehaw powerboats. It's very. It would be culture shock for those two groups of fishermen to meet one another for sure.
I say, what are those Americans doing?
They're not allowed to like hunt foxes on horseback anymore, so now they go salmon fishing. But yeah, we. We passed them. We actually stopped and asked them, "Hey, have you seen any ducks?" We must have sounded so strange. So we find these ducks, 7 ducks, right?
Yep.
And it was a phenomenal effort. Ashley, you and I, it's so weird how so many things came together this week. I manifested. I said I wanted ducks, and then the universe produced ducks, a whole flock of these ducks. And we were talking about playing flock, that game, for the first time. And here we were literally herding the same exact strategies.
It was like get behind them, like, you know, honk the horn, like make noise, but make sure if you go too far behind them, then they might zoom out to the side.
Right.
So you got to be the right angles. And there's two of us. So we're one on each side. And we put all of our flock skills to use.
And the whole time I'm trying to film. So my cinematography is in there as well. Everything came together in this moment. It's like, I know this. I'm prepared for this. Very long story short, and I don't want to spoil the video, if and when we can ever put it out, it's very shaky. I will try to edit it. We got them. We got the ducks, and we got them into the pond, and now we have 7 happy runner ducks who are just hanging out in our pond, and Ashley, I could not be any happier.
And we're about to learn an awful lot about ducks in a very short period of time.
We're getting them. Apparently, they have like the equivalent of a chicken coop that is floating.
Yeah.
And it floats on the water, and that's what we're going to use on them. So, Ashley, in that vein, I do have some presents here for you. I have many presents for you today for your birthday, your 13th annual 29th birthday. Open that one right there.
Okay,
right in front
opening
of you.
It. All right.
Hope you guys are okay with that. I can't find my favorite drop of all time.
You'll get there.
So this is for your chickens and your chicken coop. We'll post photos of these in the link dump.
It's an employee of the month plaque.
For her chickens. And what's in the frame? What's in the picture?
Is this not Vera?
That's Vera the chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it might be not Vera. I can't tell.
This is not Vera.
That's not Vera.
We have 3 chickens. We have Vera. We have not Vera, which is the other orange one. And we have Cheeky, the white one, who only lets me pick her up when she's sleeping.
I'm not going to be able to get a picture of Cheeky because she will not come anywhere near me. But that is your employee of the month who is currently for May 2024 is Not Vera the chicken. Did Not Vera had a name before it was Not Vera?
You named all the chickens after some diner girls?
The TV sitcom Alice.
Alice. Okay. So she, yes, the answer would be yes, she has a name. But I couldn't keep them straight. And so there were the two, we have the two red chickens. There are these lovely highlines. One of them is Vera. She was like just out of the gate, our nice friendly chicken. And so
comes running up, lets you pick her up.
And then we had a second, the second highline who became Not Vera. And her, I can tell them apart because they're different shades of orange.
Her name was originally Flo, one of the waitresses. And
that's
then,
right.
Then there was Alice. And then there was, I forget what Cheeky's name was originally, but it was the character who replaced Flo. I forget who it was now. But now Finn renamed her Cheeky, and that just stuck.
And it stuck because she really is. She really is Cheeky. Thank you so much for that.
And Alice died. Sorry, Alice.
Yeah.
So and this is your other present. This one's going to be heavy.
Oh, I'm probably trying to be careful with it. Okay. Ah.
So this was tough to get. But I worked through all the proper channels, and I wanted to make sure that you had this. This, Ashley, tell them what it is.
Oh, you got me the play button.
I got Ashley her gold play button for hitting 1 million YouTube subscribers on the know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
That was one of the things when I went back to Austin. I was going to try to get that any way that I could because that channel went through a lot of things. I talked to all the people who were, you know, part of that channel after you, like when it became Inside Gaming and then changed to a different Inside Gaming group as well. And I just wanted to make sure that you had this incredible memento for the success that you had running The Know, the news channel for Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's amazing.
When did you guys hit a million on that?
Oh, gosh, we hit a million 2017, maybe, 2016.
Was it you and Meg at that point?
Let's see. Meg left early 2016, so I'm not sure if we'd got to a million yet.
But she was there for the run-up is what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah. She was there for the big days.
Yeah. So it's branded as The Know as well, you know? So it was one of those things when I talked about it, you know, what's going to happen to this and can we acquire it? And they were very gracious and we have the gold play button for The Know. I don't know what's going to happen to the other ones, but I wanted to make sure that you had that one.
Well, thank you.
I love
it. You
worked so hard on it. I was always so proud of you for starting that channel on your own and growing it to a million subs. So I love you, babe.
I love you. Thank you. That's a lovely birthday present.
All right, before we go, Ash, any sponsors for today?
Yes, I would like to thank today's sponsors, Pigeon Studios, that's Pete and Jen Coomer, and Adam by the Birch. Thank you for sponsoring this episode of Morning Somewhere.
All right, Adams and Pigeons, thank you very much for your sponsorship. We appreciate you. We are going to go have a victorious weekend and enjoy our new 7 duck friends. We hope you all have a great weekend as well. We will be back to talk to you on Monday. We hope you'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.
Happy birthday, Ash.
Thanks.